Sokala Duma Radio.
On the 26th of June 1967 in Soweto, a star was born. This talented footballer would go on to influence the shape of South African football history forever. His monumental contributions to Bafana Bafana have yet to be surpassed by the following generation of football stars. On May the 26th of June 2017, Dr. Khumalo turned 50 years old, and this is a tribute show for the former Kaizer Chiefs and Columbus Crew midfield maestro. His former teammates Janusz Mahalik and Filma Singa pay a special tribute to the gigantic figure on the impact he made on South African football and football abroad. I am Gulule Gungeu, and this is The Big Interview. Enjoy. We have on the line Janusz Mahalik. He was a U.S. Soccer player, international U.S. soccer player. He was also Dr. Khumalo's teammate at Columbus Crew. They played together around 1996, 1997. He's going to tell us the amazing stories about Dr. Khumalo briefly and the memories of what he remembers about Dr. Khumalo. Janusz, thank you very much for your time. How are you, sir?
Hey, I am doing very well. Thanks for having me.
All right. It's very nice to have you all the way from America. Can you tell us about the man himself, Dr. Khumalo? What do you remember about him, his playing style, his personality when you played alongside him?
Well, first of all, he was a great teammate. He was very funny, very witty. You know, if you remember, I mean, this was the first year, the start of Major League Soccer, so it was a very, very important year in a great town like Columbus. Hard-working town, of course, and people certainly were appreciative of Dr. Khumalo. You know, he was a magician with the ball. He really was. I used to say eyes all over his head, because he certainly was aware of everything on the pitch. Great quality, really. I remember some of the funny stories in training, I remember trying to mark him with my legs closed because, you know, with his technique, you know, you didn't want to be nutmegged. Certainly one of the and probably South Africa ever produced, I would have to imagine, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. In a way, I always felt that maybe he was ahead of his time, certainly in South Africa, and even to a degree in Major League Soccer. So, extremely talented player who could do everything with the ball.
Talk to us about the impact that exports like him, imports like him, had on the development of the American Soccer League in the USA.
Well, it's hard to tell because, as I mentioned, he was there for a season, right? And it was very first year of Major League Soccer. But looking back and looking now, 21 years later, right, in Major League Soccer, if I look the type of player he was, certainly that type of player would flourish even more so now than back then, I think, right? Because the talent level in the first year of the league was not there yet, and now some of the technical players that are making an impact right now in Major League Soccer, he would really, really fit in. So he was one of those, what we call designated players now, right? That name wasn't there in Major League Soccer. It was David Beckham that was the first so-called designated player where teams and clubs could sign players outside of the salary cap, right? You'd have to imagine if you can transport that. Now, he was that sort of a player. He was certainly a key and a star player at the time.
And if given an opportunity to speak to him on his 50th birthday, what would Janusz say to Dr. Khumalo?
Well, certainly that it was an extreme pleasure to have met him, to been able to play with him. Certainly, very, very happy birthday. I have you beat by 1 year, Dr. Khumalo. So you're a youngster, so pay attention to that. But you know what I've said is that, again, it was you've met a person so long ago for one season, and certainly made an impact because his personality was tremendous. He was funny, he was witty, he was a good player, and as you can probably tell, I still have very, very fond memories all of them. So all the best. I, you know, life begins after 50, Doc. So start living it.
All right, Yanush, thank you very much. We really appreciate us giving us your time. I'm not sure if there's any other interesting story that you can think of, but that's really all that we wanted to ask. And we'll give this message to him to say that these are your former teammates and they have nice words to say to you.
Thank you very much.
We're joined now by Phil Masinga, former Bafana Bafana striker. He scored the goal that took Bafana Bafana to their first ever World Cup in 1997. And then Bafana Bafana went to the World Cup in 1998 in France. And it's a huge, huge pleasure for me to introduce to you Phil Masinga. Phil, how's it going?
Hey, I'm okay, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much, man. And the man we're going to be talking about now is a player that you played alongside with in the national team. Dr. Khumalo is turning 50 years old. What do you remember about the man off the field in training when you were in Bafana camp? How do you remember Dr. Khumalo?
Europe said that they had their own Zidane. I think South Africa had Doctor. Doctor was the most happy player that we've ever had in our team. And I think it's one of the players with more assists for players like myself and McWilliams and all the strikers that we had in the national team. With abundance of lots of achievements that we had when we were playing for Kaizer Chiefs. And I think it's a good 50 year lived with lots of achievements as well.
Let's talk to the off field things in camp. How was he? What kind of person was he when you were called up to the Bafana Bafana squad? Was he socializing with everyone at the time? Was he mischievous? What kind of a player was he off the field?
He was a good socialite. Doctor was a good socialite, and then I think myself and him and the late Susan Tawong, we were most of the time always together before even South Africa had a national team. While he was still at Kaizer Chiefs and myself being at Cosmos. After games, we have a way of meeting, and then we didn't have cell phones then. You know, we had to choose a spot where we would meet, and then after the game, we'll just go somewhere where we'll have a good time together as players, because most of the time we make sure that we are always together, and we don't have too much influence of outsiders.
And you mentioned assists initially, assists for McWilliams. It's crazy because everyone always remembers that when we won the African Cup of Nations in 1996, the first goal was assisted by Doc, interception and then assist. And then the goal that took us to the 1998 World Cup was scored by yourself, a great goal at that, and it was assisted by him, right?
Yes.
And then afterwards, it was crazy from the fans' perspective. Everyone was happy. How did you guys celebrate that moment where you guys took South Africa, you dragged South Africa to the first World Cup?
It was quite quite exciting. And then, you know, Doctor always like posting about how many assists he has done for a lot of national team players. And I always tease him and say to him, you know what, those assists, if we're giving them to strikers who can score goals, they wouldn't count. Now we've made these assists to count by scoring those goals.
Right. And the funniest stories that you remember, or the most memorable things that happened between you, you've alluded to the fact that you were very close, even when you were playing for Cosmos and you were playing for Chiefs. What other stories that you remember that you shared with Doc?
I think it is a support they gave to us when we arrived in Soweto. You know, we were coming from Bundus, and then we didn't know anything about Joe Wagon, so that, you know, they were there to protect us and make sure that we always go to the right places where we can't have an influence or forgetting about what brought us to Soweto.
And tell me, as an opposition to Dog, lastly, this is the last question now. You were playing for Cosmos, you were playing against him. What was some of the things that were being said in the opposing dressing room about Dr. Khumalo? Because obviously you've said that if there is a Zidane for South Africa, he is a Zidane for South Africa. Now, that means that he's a major player. He's a player that all of you are scared of. Remind us of the stuff that you would say in the opposition when you were playing against Doc.
It was a quite tough one. I mean, I remember we played a big pickup final. It was in 1990, if I'm not mistaken. I was playing for Cosmos, and he tried to pass the ball back to way to places, and then I intercepted the ball, and I scored the goal, and then everybody thought that it's because of this friendship we're having. He passed me a goal to ball. And other than that, he was always a dangerous player. When you come into play against Kansas Chiefs, we'll be more worried about him because he could take something out of nothing. And then he was a game winner. We know that he needed to be policed when we played against them. To me, I would say Doctor is one of the icons of South Africa.
And as a parting shot to your former comrade, what would you say to him face to face if you were to see him for his 50th birthday?
Have a happy day, my brother. You deserve to have a good fun. It's a good half a century lived. I hope you have more.
Phil, thank you so much, and I'm very grateful that you allowed us time into your space.
Okay, thanks a lot, man. Sokala Duma
Radio. From the Sokala Duma family, we hope you had a great 50th birthday, 16V. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next week for the next big interview.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.